It's Growth Day. This is the day where we strongly focus on scaling and optimizing our business for growth. If you have a business, you're pretty much going to be focused on growing it every day that you're open. But this topic is so thematically resonant that we need to dedicate an entire workday to just growth and growth alone, nothing else. So that's what we're going to talk about in this video. Without further ado, let's get to it. All right, so Growth Day. This begins with setting intentions. Otherwise, if we don't set intentions, we'll enter the workday just being responsive to everything happening. We'll end up directionless. We'll end up just going through our emails and responding to them and complaints and all of the other stuff that comes up. You already know how it is. These intentions start by laying out the mission and the tone for the day and for the week ahead. We have to have an overall mission that of something that we have to get done, and all of our people and things are already in place to help us get to where we need to be going. So the mission is there, but it needs to be set and it needs to be defined. Next, it's about designing a path towards achieving these goals. Otherwise, you'll be pulled in, again, all of these different directions, and there's so many options out there for you to go down in rabbit holes. If you're not careful, you're going to slip up and fall in one of those rabbit holes. So you have to design these paths by reverse engineering what the mission is and saying, okay, well, what are one or two ways that I can just stay on the right path to getting me to those goals? Because everything else is just noise. Everything else can be dealt with at a later time. And then finally, setting intentions. We need to specify exactly what needs to happen and by when. We have to create restraints and deadlines. If we don't, we can have this perfectionist attitude where we just continue to tweak it and focus on it and say, well, it's not ready for the market yet. It's not ready to be published. And then we never get to releasing that thing. I know some of y'all out there feel me on that. So in entrepreneurship, you're your own boss, so you have to set your own deadlines. We can't wait on permission or people to set them for us. We have to use these deadlines. We have to use our pathways that we design and set up, our own missions, and lay all of that out, and then review what happens next week around this time to say, well, did we remain accountable to that? Did we remain doing what we said we would do? Did we get those things done by those dates? Right? So that's what intentions are all about. It's table setting. It's setting up ourselves and our businesses for success and saying, well, we're the captain of the ship and we're getting our house in order and we're treating it with the respect it deserves because it's your business. Nobody's going to care for it like you. Everything begins with setting the intentions for the day.